The cost management tidbit may seem surprising to those not intimately familiar with vendor payments, but large companies regularly pay vendors twice or more for the same piece of work. An easy way to improve your operating efficiency is to ask for that money back. It's not difficult to find most of the recoverable duplicate payments and, provided the vendor is still in business, they always give it back without fuss, in my experience. This is such a tried and true method of generating cash that a small industry has sprung up to recover duplicate payments for large enterprises. These recovery firms typically expect that they will find 0.75% in recoverable payments. This is an astonishing $750,000 on a $1 billion in app transactions. You probably won't get this much if you do it yourself, but if you haven't done this before, don't be surprised if you find $250,000 in duplicate payments on $1 billion in app transactions. The tools and techniques used by these recovery firms are often quite advanced, but you can identify most of your duplicates without their services by following this simple process. 1. Get a day to extract from your accounts payable system with the following fields: vendor ID, vendor name, payment voucher ID, invoice ID, payment amount. Start with a couple of years of data if you can. 2. Put the data into Excel and add a new column named normalized vendor name and populate by stripping out spaces and non-alphanumeric characters from the vendor name field. For example, ABC Incorporated in the vendor name column becomes Absinc in the normalized vendor name column. 3. Add a new column named normalized invoice ID and populate by stripping out the spaces and non-alphanumeric characters from the invoice ID. 4. Add a new column named normalized payment amount and populate by rounding to the nearest $10. For example, $33.24 and $34.55 both become $30. 5. Sort descending by normalized vendor name, normalized invoice ID and normalized payment amount. 6. Review the list and look for duplicate normalized invoice IDs with the same normalized vendor name. These payments are usually duplicates. 7. Look also at duplicate normalized amounts with the same normalized vendor name. Most of these payments will not be duplicates, but some may be. Related web sources. I'm taking the easy way out here and simply posting a link to a Google search for one of my favorite business euphemisms, profit recovery firms. Related books. Cost recovery, turning your accounts payable department into a profit center, shows how to identify a company's hidden financial assets. It provides tools to assist organizations generate cash recoveries, stop profit leaks, move away from control issues, and work towards process improvements. The book shows how to incorporate profit recovery technology and how to pair a company with a recovery expert best suited to the company's needs to achieve bottom line results. The book discusses how to utilize free services offered by cost recovery consultants, using of top money saving proves improvements, and how to create a plan to maximize recovering technology. Doug Hudgen, who is lawyer and vendor management professional who has branched into finance and accounting shared services management. Related how to build your own cost analysis Monte Carlo simulation in Excel or Google spreadsheets by Doug Hudgen. The cost reduction tip. After posting yesterday's tip, I've received a few requests to explain how the cost analysis Monte Carlo spreadsheet works. I hope you find this post useful. Note, for those who are firewalled from Google Docs, please click this link for an Excel. The 26th of September 2011 in For Boutiques and Consultants. What is the difference between supply chain governance and corporate governance? The 11th of June 2020 in For Chairpersons and Boards. Person writing on pink sticky notes. Finance, sales, HR, supply chain. Where do most effective business transformation leaders come from? The 25th of March 2021 in Business Strategy.